I think we're live. Are we live? I think we're live. Let's see. Let's see if we're live.
We are live.
Okay, what? Cool. We're live. I think we're live. Oh, we're, yeah, okay, it's live. All right. Hello.
What's good?
How's it going?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. Trying to stay cool in this heat wave.
Okay, trying to stay cool in the heat wave. What's up? All right, people.
Trying to stay awake.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, shit. That's why I have coffee. I was good, Nubia. Was good. I can see people. That's why we out here. So before, we need to get started. Okay, here we go. Y'all gonna bear with us. We gonna grow and evolve over the course of these multiple games. Because I'm on the struggle bus. So you on the struggle bus, I'm on the struggle bus. I'm not drinking iced coffee. We gonna drink stuff together. All right, so let's hold up. We gotta start. So it's that time. What time is it? Hey. Okay. Anywho, but what's up? What's good? And that. Okay. Look, I'm Sky. I'm Fly. I'm Fresh. I'm blessed to death, and we are here with the people. I'm here with some special people that are gonna help me. Because I'm doing the stateside coverage for Shea Butter out here in the watch along. So what's good to my people? All y'all supporting us in the chat on the YouTube, you can comment. What's good? But anywho, as I said, I'm Scott. I'm here with Trevor Tracy. I'm here with Eugene Rapinski. And we're gonna help bring you a new experience to watching, I guess, soccer games. Now I know you might be like, where is this game? It's gonna be on your TV or your computer or your bootleg box, whatever. And so we hope to give the commentating experience and give you some perspective of the game and like talk and react to the game and y'all interact with us. And we do this like at least 8 times in the group stage and then through the knockout rounds and so on through the tournament. But hopefully y'all get to learn and we build and grow. But anywho, I don't know. Do y'all want to kind of introduce yourselves?
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I mean, I guess I'll start being the new one around here. My name is Trevor Tracy. I'm the managing editor for Angels on Parade, primarily covering Angel City FC, the team y'all know. Some of y'all love, a lot of y'all hate. It's all good. Also cover LAFC for the men's side. So basically just doing everything LA soccer right now.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Hey, everyone. I'm Eugene Rapinski. I co-host the Our Football podcast with Adriana Terrazas. I also write a Substack, Golazo del Gringo, where I talk about Liga MX Femenil and Mexican women's soccer. I am here. I am super bummed that Mexico is not, but nevertheless, we persist, right? So
that makes two of us. As a Mexican international fan, very sad, very sad.
And, all right.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to be looking back at this going, we could have won this. We could have done this, you know?
Hey, I feel the same way. Y'all should be in the tournament. Hopefully, y'all are definitely in the tournament in 2027. See, yep. I'm messing up digits. It's going to be a wild swing. Where is my coffee? We going to get through it, though. We going to power
start sipping. Yep.
There you go.
All right. Hey, what are we going to do? We're going to talk lineups. We're going to talk about the teams a little bit. This is your pre-show. It's better than that pre-show on that other channel. Then we're going to talk about, I don't know, whatever we seem to see fit over the course of the thing. And then we're going to watch the game and then we're going to, you know, do a little halftime, a little stuff. And we're going to do some post-game reactions. But anyway, y'all can interact with us. Y'all can ask questions and y'all can have fun. And yeah, your whole name's popping up. It'll be all right, though. But anyway, let's see. How do we want to get started? This game is Nigeria women's national team is playing the Canadian. Well, it can't be because you actually have non-binary player playing too. The national team, they're playing each other in this first group stage. Their group. What group is this? This is group.
We should know this, shouldn't we?
We should know this. We should know this, but forgive us. What group is it? Anyway, it's the group that
group
has.
B. It's group.
There we
B.
go. See, we got B. group B. B. This is the group that has Ireland, Australia, who already played today. Where Australia won 1-0. And then they also they play. Then you have Canada and Nigeria. So this is going to be an interesting game. What do we think? I guess we're going to start starting lineups. Which team do we want to talk through first?
Let's do some starting lineups. What do you say?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I guess we do. Right. Hold on. Whoever pulls a lineup first, that's what team we going with.
So for Nigeria,
yes,
go with Nigeria first. Let's see. In goal is I'm going to do my best to pronounce the names, and Inandozie. I think I got that close. It's in goal. Looks like Ashley Plumptree is going to be at left back. Mm-hmm. Demahin is going to be center back. Ohale, is going to be center back as well. And Michelle Alozie at right back. Uchiebe as the center mid, along with Abiodun. Mm-hmm. Looks like Payne is going to be more of an attacking midfielder. And on the left, we've got Ordega. On the right, Asisat Oshiala. And at top, your favorite player, mine, Ifeon Omanu.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
It's gonna be
not a bad starting 11 at all.
No, definitely not. I think it's gonna be. They got a fun squad. They're gonna be. Be a lot to handle.
All right, and then for where are we at? Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. What we got for Canada?
So for Canada in goal, we've got Kaylin Sheridan, right?
Right.
For the Wild.
And then was it Kadisha? I always meant Kadisha Buchanan right back. Jade Rivera, center back. The other center back is Ashley Lawrence, and mm-hmm. then Vanessa Giles on left back. The midfield is going to be, kind of formless,
yeah.
I guess. we were having quite the discussion beforehand about what that's actually going to look like. But midfielders will be Quinn, Deanne Rose, Julia Grasso, Jordan Kudema, and Christine Sinclair. Mm-hmm. And then up top, we've got Adriana Leon. Is it Leon or Leon? Am I pronouncing that one terribly?
I think that's right. I think it's Adriana Leon, right?
Leon. Okay.
I'm assuming. Okay, anybody in the chat? No? Did we say that right? I think we said that right. I'm wondering about this lineup. I guess we will see when they throw it out there.
It's an interesting one for sure.
Yeah.
What are you questioning about it?
I'm not questioning it. I'm not questioning it. It's
causes for concern. What worry?
It's not causes. It's not causes of concern. It's not. I mean, there's a couple of people. Well, Deanne Rose, for example, hasn't played that much. Mm-hmm. So it's like, are we healthy or are we healthy? Not healthy. Are we just pulling it together? I know you don't have Desiree Scott. You do have Quinn. This can be a ride. I think honestly for both teams, this collectively could be a ride. It could be vibes. It could be a defensive showdown to a point. Or it could be, if Nigeria goes off. I mean, the last time I vividly remember them playing and I actually saw the game is when they had that 2-2 draw. And that thing was pretty intense. Now you got players missing from that, but I mean, this could go several different ways. Like, I think this is a chance for a match to be like one of them things. Yes, it could be just chaos. It could be chaos. I hope chaos. So. We had chaos this morning, so hope it's chaos. So it could go either way. But what do y'all think?
I agree. I hope it's the most chaotic opening match we get. I think you're right. I think if Canada's going to be got, it's going to be tonight. And I think Nigeria has a chance. Like, going through that lineup, they have players that can score, that can create shots, that can service the ball into the box really well. I mean, when you look at Canada's defense, yeah, they're good, but like it's like you said, it's how healthy are they? Are they healthy? Are they cohesive enough to kind of get through that initial wave? Because you know Nigeria is going to come out with that energy. They're going to come out looking to cause that chaos. And after what we saw in the opening match, you know, with Australia kind of eking that win, this is a prime opportunity to really kind of open up this group and to really make it interesting. Because I think if Nigeria can get the win and the 3 points tonight, I mean, not only do they put themselves in control of their destiny, so to speak, but they really open some eyes around the world and open some eyes in that group. And I think that it can be really fun going forward if they can pull it off tonight, which I'm on the verge of saying they do. I really do. I really think they can get that win tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I think nobody in this group is going to be scared of Canada. And that's kind of saying a lot. I think we've seen Canada go into games, in other tournaments with teams a little bit afraid of them. I don't think anybody in this group is afraid of them, especially Nigeria. I think Nigeria knows that it's got kind of the quality to play with anybody in this tournament, and may have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, may feel a little bit nobody's taking them seriously. Nobody thinks that they, can make it out of the group or whatever. And I wouldn't do that to this team. I sure would not do that. I think that's a mistake. I think top to bottom, both teams have a lot of quality, have a lot of players that are just extremely good. Very, very few weak spots. I'm with you guys. I think, Canada's big problem is going to be, is everybody fit? Is everybody healthy? Can they all go 90? I don't know that's the case. And, there's nothing, that I would want as a coach less than to have to pull a player after 30 minutes, 45 minutes for no other reason than they just couldn't give any more. So that could definitely play into it. But it's the World Cup, man. Anything can happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's time to go. It's that go time. It's go time. It's time to go toe to toe.
Let's do it.
It's time to do the thing. It is time to be great. You can't come out there. I was about to say something. I was trying not to cuss. You can't go out there being, weak and scary. You got to be about that life. You got to have that fight. It doesn't matter whatever. Things could be going off the rail. This is about you and your time. It's about that time to get those coins, to stack those papers, to get those cheddars, to get those cheddarlings. It's that time for you, yours. See, I'm sounding crazy already. Y'all, this is just the beginning. We ain't even got to the game yet.
We got three more hours.
But what was I going to say? I think... This could be the one of the most chaotic games. I think we're about to start the cluster of chaos, and this is why we're gonna be up all weekend. Where it's just
Lone Star Striker in the group chat says sounds like a midfield chaos. It sure does, man. I think what we're headed for.
Yeah,
Abby in the chat. Kanu for the super sub. Got to give a shout out to Uche Kanu. Former Tigres great.
Michelle Prince is on the bench too.
Like
this can go all kinds of ways, for real.
A very NWSL heavy matchup too for both sides. I mean, you have Vanessa Gilles is now with Olympic Lyonnais, so she's not technically NWSL no more, but she's still technically on Angel City's roster. So I'm riding with that story until the very end. But you have Sheridan and goal two for Canada, and then obviously with Nigeria you have Ife and Alozie, and it's gonna be fun. I think you're right. Looking ahead at other matches too, like this could very well be the spark that lights that chaotic candle. That's just like, okay, we're gonna grab your attention. We're gonna show you what women's football is about, and then you're just gonna be hooked on this crack all night long. So, I mean, I would plan on settling in for a long night, for real. But I'm really excited. I can't wait. See, now my energy's starting to get up. That coffee's starting to hit me now.
Yeah, see? It's about to go in. And I should have no business drinking coffee at 7 p.m. Because who's how am I going to sleep? But
You're not.
Yeah, we got y'all to be watching all the games. But yeah, it'll get started, I guess, in the next 10 minutes. I mean, 12 minutes. I'm hoping we're on Australian time, not diversity time. I hope we're we're not punctual. We're on punctual. We're not, you know, later. We're on the time. But we'll see. I guess what else could we talk about? Oh, I guess we like formations because we have soccer school, so we want to educate you. If you're new, do some education in. Which one do we want to do first? I guess for Nigeria, it on the listing it had a 4-3-3, right? And it could become at some point. I know on FOTMOB. Is that FOTMOB?
Yeah, they got the 4-5-1.
Yeah, the 4-5-1. If things are going off the rails, but I don't know if things are gonna go off the rails. I noticed somebody posted this in a chat. I don't want no suffer ball. We are trying to win a tournament. If you coaches have us suffering and we are up at the crack of dawn, and yes, it can still be the crack of dawn at 7 p.m. It's dawn somewhere. Like, I'm going to be upset. You got too much talent, Bev in particular, for you to be playing the fortress football. You need to be going intact. So, I guess in terms of Nigeria, yeah, I mean, what they play direct football. And
they typically play in like that 4-3-3.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick pause, and for those of you who may not understand what the difference between a 4-3-3 and a 4-5-1 is. So a 4-3-3 is kind of technically a more attacking formation. The four is the four defenders in the back, right? And look, I know a lot of you guys know this. Maybe some people out there who don't. So just kind of go with it. So we have four defenders in the back. The three would be the three midfielders, usually either in like a triangle in the center or maybe kind of like spread out a little bit more. And then you would have three attacking players pushing forward. It's a lot more attack focused. It's a lot more of getting the ball forward, not really relying so much on going wide. Now, 4-5-1's a little different. That's where you still have your four defenders in the back, but then you have five midfielders. You drop two of those wingers back into the midfield, give them a little bit more defensive responsibility, but it also allows you to push further out wide. And then the drawback of that, of course, is you only have one player up top. That's the one striker. So, you know, you're relying more on the midfield to do a lot more of the work to get the ball up to there. So, yeah, that's kind of a high level thing. I know a lot of the people who are on here, know this and are probably going to point out where I wasn't exactly correct on something, and that's like totally fine. But, you know, some people out there who don't know this, and let's be honest with ourselves. Soccer isn't always the most welcoming space to new people. There's a lot of kind of gatekeeping going on. So, hopefully you found that helpful.
That was a good explanation. That was real quick to the point. Honestly, with the 4-5-1, I call that the prevent win formation usually, because when people drop into that, they're trying to protect everybody. I was gonna crack a joke at an NWSL team, but I'm not gonna do it. But they tend to do that when they're trying to jam up the midfield. But the way you just described it, I was like, you know what? If you did that and everybody actually in the five were actually actively trying to attack, that actually could be a really dope use of a formation. But historically, when I've seen it, particularly like the U.S. Women's National Team doing that mess, they use it. They're trying to defend it.
Yeah, you're playing that counterattack usually. You're just kind of trying to catch the other team on a mistake. But I also would say that, like, when it comes to especially high level soccer, like, formations is a starting point. Like, once the match gets going, more often than not, teams are rotating up, they're switching up, you're seeing players in different areas. So formations is very much like a guiding point, a starting point of how teams are going to play, because it once the match starts, it's very fluid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, some teams play a little bit more of a rigid formation than others. But yeah, for the most part, there's going to be a lot of shuffling. There's going to be players crossing up just to kind of get different looks to give the defenders a little bit of a, you know, a little bit more problem. If you're used to defending one player and, you know, you kind of understand what their movements are and what they're looking to do, and then all of a sudden they're on the other side of the field and you got somebody else there, you know, you have to think on the fly and kind of get used to what that person's going to try and do or what their strengths and weaknesses are and that kind of stuff. You know, so bear that in mind, but kind of look out just for the patterns, right? Look out when they're not on the ball, what does the formation look like? As opposed to when they're on the ball in the attack, you know, do people start running out wide? Are they looking to stretch the field? You know, that's the kind of sort of like basic stuff that you look for. So,
and both teams are now taking the pitch, getting ready for the respective national anthems.
Yeah.
My behind was on mute. I was going to say, for Canada, they're running a, Lord knows. Aren't they? I think it is a 4-3-3.
I was going to say that earlier. Canada actually has run a 4-5-1 recently in a couple of their international friendlies run-ups to this tournament. So they've experimented with it. They've also tried a few formations because they've had a rough go of it in terms of form the last few matches. But, it'll be interesting to see what they settle on for this one. If they try to come out and attack and make sure they let Nigeria know, like, hey, we're still a team that shouldn't be taken lightly, or if they're going to try to sit back and just take what Nigeria is going to give them.
Yes.
Yeah. If I was Canada, I would do my best to try and set the tone and tempo immediately. You know, you're not going to do yourself any favors kind of sitting back for a little bit and seeing what Nigeria's got. You have to take the game to them.
Yes.
Because otherwise they will take it to you, and it's not going to be pleasant for you.
Right.
You know, I would definitely try that. I would definitely try and do like a lot of like kind of long cross field passes. I think that will kind of break Nigeria open a little bit, try and force them to go a little bit wider, play a little bit wider. I think Nigeria does better if they're in a little bit more compact formation. But, you know, that's why I'm here and not coaching a game right now in Australia. I could be
Is
way
that
off
the only
base
reason?
On this.
Are you sure?
Yeah. That's the only one. We'll go with that.
Oh, by the way, the national anthems are going, and Nubia said we should live reaction to the national anthems. Nigeria's was hype currently on Canada's.
I was just about to say, where's everyone at? How's the feeds looking?
Oh yeah, what's y'all feed? Put y'all feed times in the comments.
Canada just wrapped up for me.
Oh well, wait, you faster than me?
Yeah, Canada's done. I'm watching a Taco Bell commercial.
Yeah.
We're still singing "Oh Canada," and we're on the DirecTV box. Okay, then y'all gonna see the golf. This is really gonna be wild.
Yeah.
We're going to struggle together. And then as we add more people to this, it's going to be really wild. So, okay. We just finished. It is what it is. We going to learn. We going to see what we do. Commercial. Okay,
my very hot take on national anthems is everybody but America seems to be hype, I feel like.
Well.
In their own unique way. I just feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm just used to ours, but I just feel like there's no
oomph.
Yeah.
No culture.
Just no oomph. No like.
No vibes.
No reason to get out of your chair and like be like,
wanna,
yeah, this is us.
You want to know why? Because.
See, something like that. I could be happy with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm serving. Before we get hit with the copyright, but yeah. But yeah, they need some salt and seasoning. What would be the U.S. national anthem? What should that be? The Negro spiritual anthem is Nothing But. It's one of them.
Yeah, I was about to say like yeah. I don't know.
What is an encompassing anthem?
I feel like there is none because like
yeah,
I mean, I hate to sound really corny, but like we are like as tenuous as it gets here, like we very much are diverse. So like it is hard to pin down one like nationwide national anthem, but you're not wrong. Like our national anthem is definitely Nuck If You Buck. Like,
yes,
I hear that. And I'm ready to run through a brick wall.
Right.
Every time. It's like, every time. Every time. Every
it's
time.
Up there with like how the aunties be ready for back that ass up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Juvenile. Yeah. Y'all, like, they're going to be, wait, in time, I got to practice. In time, we're going to have some surprises. So
they got Canada coming in with the 4-2-3-1 starting off in this match.
That's interesting. I can see
what it's looking like. A 4-2-3-1. So that's, that is more on the attacking side, but you're still covering a little bit defensively.
But is Bev going to attack?
Well, that's the question, right? So we'll see during the match how they approach it and how they look, but that could go either way. Just like formation wise, just strictly by the way it looks, like, yeah, you could either sit back in that and have your mids drop back and play defense, or you can use your mids to attack and feed up to the one up top and try to get that early goal, which they very much need. I think if it's scoreless going into the 35th minute, I think Nigeria has a really good chance at smash and grabbing a winner.
Yeah.
As the teams take the pitch right now for opening kickoff.
So for those of you who might not know, the 4-2-3-1 is like the 4-3-3. Most of these formations have four defenders in the back. You have then two central midfielders. They usually drop a little bit deeper. You have two wingers and a central attacking midfielder, and then one striker up top. And that gives you a lot of flexibility. That gives you the ability to drop the two midfielders deeper and act almost as like center backs to kind of get in the passing lanes. Or you can push everybody up and get a little bit of extra into the attack. So, I mean, that's, you know, if I'm a coach, that's a formation I kind of like just because of the versatility. It does kind of leave you exposed in some places, but high level kind of thing. So for me, the stream is already off and going, and yeah, I mean,
the match just kicked off. Yeah.
Yep. So a little early.
Yeah, we started.
Not a whole lot going on just yet.
Well, right on time. 7:30 kickoff.
Yeah. These green kits are kind of fire. Looking like some neon green highlighters.
Yeah. Neon done the right way. Yeah. I like it. This is a type of neon I can get with. As for those who don't know, Arsenal fan, very sad, very sad about whatever those kits are. Really hope they just leave them in DC. Like, just forget them forget to take them. Do not wear them ever again. They're not growing on me whatsoever. But these Nigeria kits, fire. I think my favorite Nigeria kits are still the ones from, what was it, 2016, I believe? I think it was 2016 or 2017, but like, these are nice. I like these.
Wait, time check. We're at 55 minutes.
55 seconds. I'm at 126.
134.
Okay, a little further than me. That's fine.
What's the chat at? Where are we at with the chat? What time?
I'm at 107, 130.
107, 130. Okay, all right.
Okay, we're about 30 seconds around each other. Okay.
Telemundo is behind.
Well, that's not surprising.
Well, I mean, you got to suffer through Fox if you put it on Fox. Everybody say hi to Billboard Alex. Hi, Billboard Alex. Sitting to my right.
Hi, Billboard Alex. Shit.
It's like to the... Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, Alex has on a Nigeria warm-up kit.
Oh.
Nice.
It's like a lot. It's like, it does a lot. Like, it's the green is bright. It's got a lot of patterns. Well, we're now at 152. Ah! Get like me. Oh, okay. So that's fancy. You're at 210. It's cool.
Well, that's good. It sounds like a lot of chat is where like me and Eugene are at, because like that's where I'm at. I'm at 230. So, but then it's like also the time is still going as we say this, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we're all like within 15-20 seconds of each other, which is great.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like what's happening.
We'll try not to give you too many spoilers.
Oh, but, yeah,
you
know,
if I see something, I'll certainly just tell everybody real quick to kind of peek at their screens.
All right, we already got a foul. We out here. So we out here. Okay, Bev, is it cold? It's cold over there, right?
Yeah, it's the winter.
It should be.
Because I was like, what I understand, their winter is still not like super cold, cold, but it's very much like a 60s.
Not really played well by the goalkeeper. I mean, she did okay to swat it out, but oh, that looked a lot more dangerous than it wound up being.
Oh, wow, that's the green hit? That's the other green hit? Okay. Is that the goalkeeper hit? You weren't even paying attention. No, there was a picture. So what kit is that? The dark green one?
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, it looked like it deflected
it
off.
It was deflected off of Quinn. I didn't realize they got ahead to it. I thought the initial.
It was just iffy, yeah, huh?
It was just misdirected. I thought iffy just kind of.
That would have been an own goal.
It would have been.
It would have been.
Would have been.
Oh, short corner.
Yeah. Sheridan is not too convincing with her clear outs a lot of times.
No, she's good at kind of getting a fingertip on it, but I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is, but
it always leaves you going like, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on like the defense to make to clean it up essentially.
Yeah,
in that box. Yeah, you have the Nigeria way. Is that the Nigeria? That's the Nigeria way.
Hold on. Ooh, yeah. Nigeria always does
they,
so well.
They always kids. Come with it, man.
They. It's just amazing how some teams just get it and other teams struggle so hard.
Shout out to Kat from Nike for sending us some Shea Butter Squad U.S. Women's National Team jerseys. And then various jerseys from across various teams in the World Cup.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's why Navidad got the Nigeria situation.
I was about to say, I feel like that was a very popular want, the Nigeria. Who else has got really nice kits in the World Cup this year?
Who's got the best ones?
How do you feel about the U.S.'s, that little, the splatter ones?
The splatter one looks good in person. Actually,
I feel like
it's Billboard Alex. Now, Billboard Alex.
We have the answers to these questions. We have the answers, ladies and gentlemen. We have the answers to these questions. But yeah, who would you say has the best kit?
Japan.
Yeah, that pink.
And
I hear it's way beautiful in person too.
Yeah, but the sizes are terrible.
And this is why I say the longer it goes on, the more it's in favor of Nigeria, because Canada's starting to get sloppy now. And Ashley Lawrence, that's our Ashley Lawrence, right?
On the ground? Currently
down, holding her ankle, it looks like, in pain. Yeah, that is.
Oh, wait. This is a Japan kit.
Yeah,
that's nice.
That's beautiful. That's my favorite. I wish Angel City would do something like that.
You got cleared out, man.
Oh, snap. Lawrence, get up, Lawrence, Ashley.
Put her body on the line for that. Got absolutely wrecked after clearing that out, but did her job. But yeah, as you've seen, Canada just getting a little bit sloppy with it. Nigeria getting a little closer to the goal. This is what I mean. Oh, that's Portugal's?
That's Portugal's. It doesn't look like what is photographed. Like the green looks lighter in the photograph. It's actually the Portugal green.
So it's not like a mint green?
No, it's actually a Portugal green. So
okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice kit.
Yes, we have a lot of jerseys in this house. It's like a trap house. People are looking at me when I go pick up keys of boxes of jerseys. Looking like
I have a lot of scarves and hoodies. That's why I don't really have anything repping anyone right now, because like it's 90 degrees still at 7 p.m. here in LA, so I'm not about to throw on a hoodie, but I have a whole bunch of them. I have just about every NWSL team and a few international squads.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all wilding in this chat. I can't even put that on the screen, y'all. Y'all tripping.
Do it.
Oh,
Can you say that on YouTube? You can get.
I know for a fact you
can get away with it on Twitch. I know for a fact you can get away with it on Twitch.
There's a whole joke. So check whatever team.
Well, I mean,
is,
it depends on who you are if you get away with it on Twitch. But you know what I mean.
I was
you
just say there's a team that from Chattanooga that so it's Chattanooga. No, yeah. It's normally called the Chat Town. It's not called No Nooga. So you take with that as you may. But yeah, people have been running with it. But anyway,
yeah, the Lookout's new jersey.
What were
right?
they thinking, man? What on earth
they
were
weren't?
They thinking? They weren't, yeah.
Y'all wild in this chat. I can't put that on the screen. That's not my jersey. That is actually Billboard Alex's situations. They got all the jerseys. They got I got kids. Hey, Bill, come to the show yourself, Billboard. Why you want to show yourself?
Nice shots of the Nigeria fans in the stand.
In the house, Dolores. Oh, yes.
You're not calling me Dolores.
Let the chaos reign. Let's go. Let's go.
Call me no freaking Dolores. I don't know. I don't be so like, I don't really be wearing kits like that because the kits don't have the soul. They don't hit the soul correctly, you know, in the streets. Y'all gonna start me to have a rant. Hey, these, the Nigeria fans are turfed in the stands. They like out here.
Seven fouls total in the first half. Nigeria with five. Canada with two, but seven in the first half.
Oh, I'm currently in Eat, Sleep, Scratch shirt. Shout out to the Beat Junkies. They are DJ. There's DJing legends, a group of DJs that are legendary in the hip-hop game, but they have a school. So, yeah. That's actually what I'm in. I'm not in actually jersey fits. I actually have specialized shirts per episode because we're going to have specialized guests per episode that I'll see in the streets. It's funny watching Billboard Alex come from, like, her room and then appear in the count. Stay in the if you go, stand right there. I can see a little jersey. Stand in the corner. What are y'all doing in the chat? I can't put that on screen. Yeah, I don't know how it is. Seven fouls. And it's five fouls only for Nigeria. They got more. I was going to make crack a joke. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I almost said something and I was going to get in trouble. I'm trying to think of the show.
I'm going to have to just pull up chat myself, I guess.
You can pull up the chat. So, you can see
you're
it.
Missing,
I'm trying to be wild.
You're missing a lot, Trevor.
Because I like wild. Wild's fun. I'm the one that likes the chaos in this group. I'm the one that's all about it.
You're not about to call me Sky Loris either. What the heck? No. Absolutely not. No. Ooh. Let's get this goal.
Nigeria knocking on the door.
Yeah. That's what they're what? Third, fourth like, corner?
I believe so.
Woo!
I want to say more. I wouldn't be surprised if it's like five or six.
I think it's like five, right? Also, I was gonna say, it's cooking. Well, I was gonna say, why won't they sell these goalkeeper kits?
I think that's the question for every team every year, is just like goalkeeper kits are always such a hassle to get, right?
Well, I mean, you can make it.
Are they selling the regular kits?
Yeah, are they?
I don't know. But
can we get Marta's kit? We can get that one, right?
You can get Marta's, yes.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, like, there's players out there right now who you still can't, like, their kits are still not for sale, unfortunately, which is crazy to me. Yeah, Nigeria was four corners. The graphic just showed up on Fox. Nigeria with four corners to Canada's one.
But for goalkeeper kits, here's my thing. You can always do the short sleeve variation of the pattern of the goalkeeper kits. Because some of these goalkeeper kits be fine. Like in the NWSL, you got these pink and teal kits. Sell them things. But anyway. I'm sorry. I lashed out. I was going to do better. We are at 41. 40. We aren't at 41. I'm proud that you are at 41. We are just now getting to 41 minutes in. Grupo B.
I'm at 41:40, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, fancy.
The rest of that.
What? Oh, okay. Copa Mundial Femenina de la FIFA. Oh.
Close.
2020. Como se dice? 2023. Rupa
Thank
beat.
You, 23.
Yes, there we go. There we go. You heard it.
Yeah. I will say, if you can stand it, watching Spanish commentary is always
it's a better. Win.
Like, you know, obviously I know not everyone understands Spanish, but even if you don't understand Spanish, it's always a vibe because you can feel the passion and you can feel the love of the sport, I feel like.
Because they actually watching the game. It's not just
like, I love how they crack jokes. I feel like if Spanish commentary is really the closest thing you're going to get professionally to what we're doing now, like it's literally just cracking jokes, you know what I mean? Kind of watching the match, going over what's happening, but like enjoying the moment.
Yeah, right, right. And I don't understand why in the Foxes of the world or the NWSLs of the world, why people are watching the game and like not enjoying what's happening. And they'll be like, oh, a goal. But they didn't really score the goal. It was a goal that could have been scored sooner instead of like enjoying like soccer. If Shawty got cooked up, she got cooked up, and let's talk about it. Like, or or even
there's
with
a
Spanish,
lot of fear of like being a little too mean, but yeah, like the Spanish commentators really don't care. They're just like, oh, that man got his whole life destroyed,
right?
And is now on the pitch crying about it. Someone should go tell his family to save him, like, right? They just they really do not, they have no feelings when it comes to this. If you're getting cooked, they're gonna tell you about it,
right?
Happily,
or they'll be like, or in this case, they'll be like, well, Leon. Well, it's nice she's showing up, you know, getting cooked. They will go through the essays, and that is can be how me. But that's culture, though. That's like if you playing basketball, if you looking crazy, you can't cross nobody up. You know, you get it roasted out.
I wonder how much of that, the difference in, like, style of commentary goes into, like, the differences in, like, the press in general from countries, right?
That's true, too.
You know, in the U.S., the press box is it's almost like a library. Everybody's very quiet. There's like no cheering. You know, I've covered games in Mexico. They like, everybody's like talking and laughing. Like in Tijuana, they give you beer. Like,
ooh, it's,
you know, it's
excuse
it's
me.
Fun. Yeah.
Bring it back. Hold on. You get,
I don't know if they still do. I haven't been down to a game there in a while, but yeah, like, you know, I don't drink, but I just get Coca-Colas, but they, you know, you can get a beer or whatever while you're in the press box.
Wow. You know, I feel like you can do that in LA, but you'd have to pay for your own beer. Like, they're not going to give it to you. you would definitely have to like pay for it, but they wouldn't say anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the, you know, the difference in, like, I guess the styles and the culture of the press in the different countries, right? It's just here in the US, it's just very straight-laced and quiet and not fun a lot of times, and it's not like that everywhere, thank goodness.
Y'all wild. And if Karina is in Australia, who's running it?
We got 2 minutes of added time.
Okay, 2 minutes, not 9, not 11.
Mm-hmm. 2 minutes, just a modest 2 minutes, as Canada is trying to close up the first half with a goal.
But hell, there's enough NWSL players that are used to these fucking 10-minute, 15-minute, 20-minute extra time games.
Well, look, they're giving us the NWSL physicality. They can't give us everything, right? Like, they gotta save something for somebody else.
I don't know, except last night, first match, I was like, okay, now, it wasn't no. It was 9 minutes, but was it 9 minutes? And then we went to 10. He was doing a lot. Okay, wait. So Leon also learned to do the set pieces? Too? Wow, we learned a lot at Portland. I'll see you out here. I'm going to quit roasting on her. She's somebody's favorite. She's somebody. If you want her, you know, holler at her. Chelsea, come on in. Y'all scoop it.
Yes. Do they have any more roster spots available?
Okay,
I feel like they've signed everybody already.
If y'all would like to give us, if y'all would like to give us Katarina, we can send you.
Who's us?
Leon. It's not, it's hypothetically us if they get themselves together. Maybe it might be a little glory.
I think she's asking if Kat likes beaches.
Well, also, does she like beaches? Because she could. Well, shit, we don't even have no players. Like, shit, what are we doing? Alex, can you get out there and run? We're going to be, we got a challenge up this week.
Yeah. Beaches FC just has to get healthy. That's their main concern. They don't got to worry about signing anybody else. They got to worry about keeping the players they got on the pitch.
Yeah, keep them healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need all this hostility in the chat. I'm asking questions. Does she like the beach? Y'all getting upset. Y'all get upset with Dolores, not with me.
I feel bad. I'm actually the one that brought up the beaches, and you're the one taking all the heat for it.
It wasn't me.
Just chucking a grenade in there and walking away.
I know, Daniel. It's too soon.
Sorry-ish.
But, yeah, we're at halftime now. Halftime whistle's blown.
Deet, deet, deet. Okay, wait, hold up. Halftime. Which one is it? Hold on. Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. All right, whatever. So,
I
okay.
I got down too because I'm sweaty. It's hot.
All right, so it's halftime. So, do we have any thoughts?
I mean, I loved the first half. I mean, I thought it was great. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't end-to-end action, but it was a lot of good things from both sides. Canada didn't get their early goal, so I think you're going to see an even more chaotic second half.
Yes.
And I think this game is Nigeria's for the taking. I really do. I think that I think they can pull off like a 2-1, maybe a 2-0 win right now, which I'm hoping for. That would be fun. That would be fun. Hopefully we get goals in the second half. That's all I hope at this point.
I don't want defense. I don't want suffer ball.
A match like this deserves goals. I think we need to see at least 2 goals from somebody, whether that's 2 from Canada, 2 from Nigeria, 1 to peace. Like, we need goals. So hopefully we get those in the second
half. I need a goal from Alozia.
Yeah.
Because she's playing on my team. So I need her to score. So that's what I need.
I think it's been a really good game for Nigeria. I think they've grown into the game. I think that, they wanted to stay very compact and very defensive and mindful of that early on. But they've kind of grown into more, they've grown more comfortable in the game. You're seeing them push forward. You're seeing them earn corners. You're seeing them really kind of take it to Canada. And I agree with you, Trevor. I think that this is theirs for Nigeria's taking. I can definitely see Canada, coming out for a good, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes and playing okay, but then the mental mistakes are going to start up again, especially with players being tired. And Nigeria, we talked about this earlier in the game, Nigeria brings on a sub, they bring on a couple subs. Canada starts to get really gassed, and then all of a sudden it's problems for our friends to the north. So yeah, I mean it's like you said, it hasn't been a shootout, hasn't been fast break up and down, but it didn't need to be for me. I think it's been two teams really kind of feeling one another out and playing well without having things get too out of hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't exactly, like Syl said, I want Canada. Can I move this around? I can't move this around. Sorry, so I hide you. I wanted to say Canada be like, fuck it and shoot. I want what are they called? I want the Falcons to come out. I want it to be like 5-4. Give me that Liga Mekki Femenil vibe. Forget defense. A frustration of mine is when teams play to be the fortress instead of attack. Like, the point of the game is to win. Like, go win. Go figure out how to make yourself 1 or 2 in the group to get out. Yeah. Go be great. Go make history. So, wait, hold on. There are people are saying crazy stuff in the chat. Let's go look at this chat. Hold on. You're being disrespectful. Yes, the beaches are violent. We're not gonna talk. I'm not posting that. Hold on. Wait.
See, Nigeria's gotta finish. Yeah, they've made some runs down into the end, but haven't quite gotten anything yet.
They're coming out in locker room in black Air Force Ones.
I love it.
Nigeria does have to finish. Hell, so does Canada. Like, Heidemann, you got to put that thing in the back of the net. Sinclair? Why are you? Don't do that. I think UJ is going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
They do have League of Becky Femenil kind of vibes in here. They do. It can be. Okay, I think it can be chaotic. It's just a matter of just unleashing it. Just say, go play NWSL style. You know what I'm saying? But.
Different flavors of chaos. Yeah, for sure. You know, I think this game we've seen some kind of chaos that, you know, as we're watching the replay of Sheridan going to kick a ball and flopping down and missing. We've seen a little bit of chaos here, not anything like Liga MX Femenil or even like a regular old CONCACAF match, right? But we're seeing some of the chaos vibes here. It's been fun. It's been good. I think that you know, all in all, it's not been too crazy. I like the physicality. I like that they're still kind of letting them go, not really calling a whole lot of stuff. You know, let them play a little bit. Let's see what they got.
Yep.
Chaos without injuries. Yep.
I think that's always.
I don't know if I can put the questions on the screen.
Yeah, do it.
So what? What are we? What's happening?
Questions on the screen. Put chat up.
Okay, hold on.
So we're trying to see.
You know what? Okay, so
we're trying to see something. That's all.
What are y'all trying? You should put the question. What question? What are you asking? I don't see the question. Where is it? Oh, here we go. I found it. Is Liga Mickey? Oh,
I feel like the expert on that just walked away. But I'll let you go for it. What do you think?
Yes, goalkeeper wise, yes. Because goalkeepers, look, Tigris is my team, and the goalkeeper stresses me out. Like, if any goalkeeper from Angel City would like to go play and start for Tigris, please. but it is kind of. That's hard. I think it depends on what it is. Because they're literally games where, particularly in the top portion of like the league, where a team could be winning and turn around and lose, or mm-hmm. you can have classic shootouts, but you can say the same thing about the NWSL. But NWSL has bad chaos in a sense sometimes.
That's what I was going to say. I think NWSL has that like chaos that very much could go either way, but tends to go sideways. Like it always seems to end up in like injuries or like really toxic drama. But like, I think Liga MX is like, that's a good chaos. That's like every match is just crazy. And I think a lot of that has to do with the difference in how fans kind of are in the stands, right? Because like we saw that for those who kind of follow Angel City and went to the match the few times that like America came and when Tigres came, like you could see the difference. And that's not to necessarily say one is better than the other, but like you could see that difference in the way that they support. You know what I mean? Like in their little away supporter section, they had like fireworks going off and smoke bombs going off. And like they didn't care if they were down 3 goals or up 3 goals.
It was lit.
Like, it was crazy. And I think whenever you have that kind of energy feeds into the match. So like, yeah, I think Liga MX is more chaotic than the NWSL. And I think like we've talked about this before, and I've said this before. I think NWSL is very much fighting for that like best league in the world. Where once I think a lot of people just accepted it as fact, I think now with the rise of the FAWSL and with especially Liga MX, like that league to me is one of, if not right now, the best leagues on the planet. I don't have a problem in saying that.
I was gonna say, because one of the games I remember watching, and then I saw it on a replay again, Tigres playing Chivas, and mm-hmm. like I think Chivas was beating the crap out of Tigres, and then Tigres came back and won. So it was like, ended 5-4. And it was
they have a lot of games like
that. It was like crazy. It is like, I wish you could have, and like the lituation, like I wish we could have that vibe in the United States. I'm about to step away briefly, but Eugene, answer the question.
Answer that question.
Oh, this one was like just made just for me, wasn't it? no, I think that there's differing levels of chaos. I think that NWSL has its own kind of chaos and kind of weirdness that goes into it. But I think Liga MX Femenil, you know, is just more of an anything can kind of happen, and anything usually does happen kind of league. You know, we've seen, you know, I've seen games that end, like Sky was saying, that ended 5-4, you know, with goals, you know, three goals scored past 90 minutes, you know, just wild stuff that happens. And it's fun. It's just such a fun league. You know, is it better quality than NWSL? I'm not sure. You know, it's not bad quality. I'm not trying to say that. NWSL is just a very, very, very high bar. But it's just a fun mm-hmm. league, you know. You know, and I don't think the quality is that far off, especially if you're talking top teams, if you're talking teams like Tigres, teams like Chivas, America. You know, I think they could very easily hang in the NWSL. I think when you're talking about some of the other teams in the league, right? So Mazatlan, Necaxa, some of the teams that don't have the kind of resources that the big teams have, I do think they would struggle quite a bit in NWSL. But they're both fun leagues to watch. It's just different kinds of fun, right? You know, it's like the difference between watching English Premier League and La Liga, you know, against like the MLS or something. You know, like they're, you know, one is certainly better than the other. It's not like it's super, super far off, and you know, one is just chaotic and kind of nuts, and the other one is a little bit more straight laced, a little less fun for me. So
that's fair.
Yeah, Women's Club World Cup. Yes, please. Yes, please. Me talking about
Liga MX
is one of the best things. Thank you, Silves. Thank you. Yeah, that's I don't know. I just love the league so much. I love what it is doing, what it has already done. It's just so good and just brings me just joy in my heart.
That's good though.
Yes. But yes, I need Club Women's World Cup immediately, so that we can stop talking that shit. Because they like, my team is better than yours. No, your team can get cooked. Can your team handle? Well, somebody cracked a joke. Can your team do it on a Saturday night in Atlanta at the Magic, with the Magic City popping? No. Can you do it in the rain? Somewhere crazy? No. So, yeah, I want to see it because, you know, that eliminates. And then you see, like, a lot of teams are similar. Actually, maybe even on level, it's like stylistically, there are so many teams that I'm like, they can get cooked. They can't even NWSL or Liga MX Femenil, but you know, people gonna do what they're gonna do.
First, they gotta get a regional tournament. I mean, they have a Central American club tournament, but they need to really have one for all of CONCACAF. You know, South America does the Libertadores, Africa has the Women's AFCON, Europe obviously has their tournament. You know,
am I wrong in that? Did they not announce a women's CONCACAF Champions League?
They said they were looking into starting one.
That's what it was. Okay, yeah.
But okay. I mean, we all know how CONCACAF is, right. And yeah. I won't believe it until they're actually playing. You know, it's a lot like Inter Miami. I didn't think Inter Miami was ever going to be a thing until
it was.
They actually put something. You know, until there was actually dudes out there in pink shirts. So.
But it's not the right pink. It's not Miami pink.
It's definitely not. But they don't play in Miami, so it's all good.
True.
Two shots in one take. I feel it.
Look, I grew up in Central Florida. It is my God-given right to hate Miami.
No, so. Go for it. Yeah.
Go for it.
Go for it.
But yeah, they play. See, this is the thing. People who have not lived down there don't understand how crazy it is that they're playing in that light pink. I'm like, give me the pink.
Mm-hmm.
It used to drive me crazy living down there because I'd be like, I expect this particular kind of shoe, and then it'd be fluorescent neon.
Oh, Donald, that was love it.
Yo, Inter Barcelona. Yeah, it is Inter Barcelona. Yo, y'all are wilding in this chat, man.
I love it.
But yeah, like, cause people don't know initially the reason they put the stadium up there is because soccer's super popular, particularly in Southern Florida. So they figured people would be willing to drive all the way from deep Miami to go to Fort Lauderdale. And I'm like, who is driving an hour unless it's for University of Miami? And if they're a diehard Dolphins fan, to try to go to Miami Gardens to go watch the game. Nobody's driving Fort freaking Lauderdale, but you don't know that if you ain't paying attention.
No, you might as well put that stadium on the moon. Like, no, it's, you know, nobody's driving that distance. I mean, I guess there are probably some people, but most people are driving from Miami all the way up to Lauderdale and back for
it. I used to live in Coral Gables. Coral Gables, and then even South Miami, that is at least an hour and a half. That could be an hour and a half, depending on the 95.
Yeah. Real quick, we have the second half kicking off.
Yes. What do we think?
Right now.
Whoa! Why is she on the bench?
I think Nigeria wins it. I'm going to say this right now. 2-1 Nigeria win. I'm calling it. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm cultivating the chaos right now.
Wait, right we got subs. Deion Rose is on the bench, which makes sense because she's probably not fit. Never forget Arnold Clark. What is happening in the chat?
We're just taking a second to praise our Lord and Savior, Arnold Clark.
I mean, yeah.
Yo, if it comes home, I'm blaming all y'all. But, yes. Or even
you think Billboard England Alex. You think England has a chance? An
English kid, huh?
You think England has a chance?
Why?
I don't know, man. We'll see how they play when they play Haiti. That's going to be a wild match. We almost were calling that. But that's a B. We'll be yelling out about it and getting a noise complaint this weekend when we watch that.
I've already sent notes to my neighbors. I'm just like, there's going to be a point sometime in the next few weeks where like 3 a.m. you're going to hear loud noises. So I'm sorry.
I can see Nubia, you're right. I can see that.
We're already
10 minutes into our eight minutes of stoppage. So this is definitely CONCACAF vibes.
I told y'all we was going to hit 10.
Make it a nice round 100 minute mark.
There we go.
But the same thing happened before. Just start waving the yellow, red card like they be putting the cloak on the people at the church. Just wave the card. Just get everybody out.
That it? That's it. That is it.
Oh, they blew the whistle?
They sure did.
At what time?
Right after 100 minutes.
Oh, we're not there yet. I don't
know exactly when, but there was definitely five numbers up on the screen. Yeah, that was a game. That was a really good game. Kind of sucks that it had to end with the red card like that. But I think all in all, it was a really good match. I think Canada might feel like they kind of let things get away from them. Missing that penalty was not great for them. But I think Nigeria really can hang their hat on a solid performance there. They really took it to Canada for a large portion of that game, and that bodes well for them.
Yeah, this group is pure chaos.
Yep. Aussie and Ireland are going to have their hands full. They sure are.
Yeah,
they sure are.
That's my main takeaway from this. I said it before this match started. I think Canada and Nigeria move on from this group, but I think this was best match of the tournament so far, and definitely an eye opener for Canada, probably for sure, because if they play like that against Australia or against Ireland, they're playing with fire. I'll just say that they're putting themselves in a position to lose far more often than they're gonna succeed in this tournament if they keep playing like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing. You know, I just Canada cannot, they can't be as kind of sloppy as they were at times in this game and expect to move on.
Yep.
Not in this World Cup. You know, they may have been able to get away with that 4 years ago or 8 years ago. Not this one. These teams that are coming in, they're all quality. You know, top to bottom. There are no easy outs in this tournament. And Canada, they really need to kind of look in themselves in the mirror and kind of ask themselves some hard questions over the next couple of days.
I think that's the theme of the 2023 Women's World Cup, is just no fear from anybody, whether it's going up against Canada. And I think you're going to see it when we see the U.S. take the field. Teams are no longer scared of anybody. Mm-hmm. And I think teams like the U.S., they've been really talented and they've been good, but they've also benefited from being that powerhouse, playing into that mental fear of other teams. And I think you're right. I think this year for everybody, it's like, look, we're just as good as everybody else. There's no clear cut. This is the leader. As much as people would want U.S. to be that team, I think that there's a lot of flaws that they have that could be exposed to this tournament. So I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a lot of fun watching the group stages. I really do. I think you're going to see a lot more matches like we saw just now with Nigeria, where a lot of these teams that people think are going to get steamrolled are going to come out and start throwing haymakers. And one of them is going to connect with one of these powerhouses, and that's going to be a hell of a result. I cannot wait.
Yeah, no, I agree fully. I don't even think it's going to be just one haymaker that lands. I think we're going to see a couple of teams kind of get their comeuppance. I mean, we already saw Norway take one on the chin from New Zealand. You know, I would put nothing past any of these teams. You know, take any of these teams in this World Cup, you know, as a cakewalk at your own peril.
Yeah, it's going to blow up on you. So, we just finished Group
B.
Group all B.
Group all B. Group B. Yep.
This can go either kind of way. Wow. Would this be the most chaotic group?
It could be.
Yeah, very well could be.
Definitely has that kind of feel to it.
I mean, that'd be...
Especially throwing in Australia and Ireland, it could very well be the most chaotic group.
Yeah,
I would say them, and I would keep an eye on Group F, because Group F has Brazil, France, Jamaica, and Panama.
Yes,
I think
that's another good one. Yeah,
yeah. Although I don't know if that would be, you know, crazy. Just in the, I think that'll be crazy for different reasons, because I think that's a stacked group.
Yes,
I think that has the potential of getting really wild, really wild. So yeah, but right now I would think Group B, and just on paper Group F, until we actually see all of these matches take place.
I will say, so that's a good segue. On Sunday at 3 a.m. Pacific, whatever, daylight time.
Pacific 6 a.m. Standard Daylight Time.
Eastern Daylight Time. That's July 23rd at the crack of dawn. We are going to watch France versus Jamaica. We're going to have some guests. I think that's right. And then our next
one. We got people willing to wake up with us
yes,
for that?
Yes, they're going to jump on here. Okay. Y'all will like hear it. About them soon. Like, and then the game after that on Monday, we're going to do it again at 7 p.m. 10 p.m., we're going to watch Colombia.
A lot better time.
Versus the Korea Republic. And then after that, July 26th on Wednesday at 12 a.m. or 30 a.m., we're going to watch Spain and Zambia.
3 a.m. East Coast.
Yes. We're going to build some characters.
That's going to be my struggle bus game.
I'm actually excited about that 3 a.m. match.
Yes.
I feel like that's the one I'm going to get crazy.
yeah
then, you want to talk about chaotic energy, that's going to be wild.
Yeah,
and then we got a whole slate of games, because Shea Butter will be in the streets in person. We're going to watch on July 29th at 3 a.m 6 a.m on that Saturday, France versus Brazil, and hopefully Chesky's not there. Then July 30th on the Sunday, 2:30 a.m 5:30 a.m Germany versus Colombia. And then July 31st Monday, 3 a.m., Canada versus Australia. I'm going to be on PTO, clearly, because then we then are going to do it on Tuesday, on the August 1st. We're going to do Portugal versus USA.
That's a 3 a.m. East Coast time.
Yeah, and then our last one of the group stage will be on the August 2nd on Wednesday, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., Jamaica versus Brazil. And we will have guests. We're going to have people. We're going to have all kinds of people up in here. So y'all get ready. We're going to struggle together. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. And yeah, we're going to make a little playlist. We're going to have stuff. We're going to have things. We're going to talk about things. So y'all can bring yourselves. Bring your roasting. Don't give me no more nicknames. Give them nicknames.
Bring better internet.
Why you can't do that? I'm not going to have the thing concurrently streaming at the same time. I don't need this judgment. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah, make sure they're off the rotary phone before we connect next time.
Right.
The rotary phone is not going to make a...
Nobody period. Else on the internet.
Nobody else. Else off. Wait, so who do y'all think is winning?
Out of this group? Or what are you talking about?
Oh, well, yeah. Who do you think is getting out of this group?
Nigeria, Canada.
Okay.
I think those are the two.
Oh, not Australia?
No. I think...
Ooh.
I think Australia is good, but I see... Well, let me see. Who does Canada play next? Whoever Canada plays next will probably get beat down pretty hard because I think Canada's going to take today's result and use that, I feel like. But maybe I'm putting too much faith in Nigeria, but I see them winning one, if not both of those games against Australia or Ireland.
Okay.
Especially from what I've seen this morning. Like I was one of the ones that watched this morning, Australia, Ireland. And just from what I, like, based on watching the two games, I think Nigeria and Canada are the two strongest teams in that group.
Okay. I can see it.
But I mean, Australia did the best thing they could and put themselves in control because they got the 3 points today.
Okay.
So it's their group to lose right now, you know.
They're still leading.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to do the math in my head. I think Australia is strong shot to get out of the group. And then I think it's really gonna come down to Nigeria and Canada and who can do the best out of those two. I want to say Nigeria is going to have the slight edge, you know, but I'm not too convinced of that. I just, you know,
they're hopeful for it.
I mean, they both still have to play Australia. I don't think Australia is an easy out, especially on their home turf. They both got to play Ireland. Ireland really kind of showed me something in that Australia match. I thought that they on another day could have easily taken the 3 points there. So it's just so wide open, and the teams, there's not really a whole lot separating them. I really think it's going to come down to kind of goal differential between Canada and Nigeria.
I think
it's going to be something dumb like goal differential or something like that. So
yeah, we saw it in chat. I think that's what's keeping me from being too sold on Australia is the fact that they've got to go without Sam Kerr for a couple of these matches, and that's never easy to do in a World Cup, you know, especially when you're in a group with Canada, with a team like Nigeria. And the next, so match two for the group, we'll see Canada play Ireland and Nigeria play Australia. So Nigeria will get a crack at Australia without Sam Kerr, because I think she's missing the first two matches, right?
I believe that's what they said. Yeah.
So Nigeria will get Australia without Sam Kerr. Which makes it tougher for Canada, who will have to play. I mean, that'll be really interesting, that last match of the group with Canada going up against Australia, likely with Sam Kerr returning. It'll be interesting to see where the table is at that point and see who needs what, you know?
Yeah. Well, remember, Nigeria is going to be without Abiodun.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
They're going to have to kind of figure that out, you know. So that could definitely be a mark against them as well, playing Australia. And you know, if you know, it depends on like how everything plays out. I mean, Australia could find themselves in trouble against Nigeria, and then the group's kind of wide open.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll see. It's I like that this is just such a chaotic group.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
really even, you know.
I love it too. I love groups like this. I like groups where there's not a clear leader, not a team that's winning 5-6 goals to nil. Like, I love groups like this where you're like, we won't know what happens until it happens. Probably right. till that third and final match day where you're just like, okay, who needs what? And then it becomes almost like a final day of a league season when you're just like, who needs what? Who needs a win? Who needs a draw? Who needs 2, 3, 4 goals? Who's going to, you know, so it'll be fun. I definitely think they're one of, if not the best group in the tournament.
Yeah.
In terms of watching.
Yep. And so, yeah. Well, we'll see. That's basically it. Y'all got anything else?
I would just say get ready for a great night of soccer because we have what? Who's next? Philippines and
Switzerland.
Right? Switzerland, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I would recommend if you can stay up to watch, I would recommend watching because the Philippines are the story of the World Cup right now.
I would love to, but you West Coast people, have fun with it. Yeah. Tell me how it goes. It's already almost 1 a.m. here, and I'm over.
I feel that. I was going to say, if you're in.
My night's just getting started. I'm like, I'm gonna settle in. I'm going to cool off, shut all these lights off, and I'm gonna watch that match because. I think Philippines are going to be a fun watch. From what I hear, I honestly haven't followed them a lot, but just in the lead up to the World Cup, from what I hear, a couple colleagues are Philippine fans. Shout out Jacob. So we'll see. I'm really excited to watch them. I just want to see how they look.
I was gonna say if you're in LA, I'm dragging a bunch of people to the U.S. Women's National Team Vietnam watch party at Common Space. Come through, you too. Can go too. I was not gonna go, but now I'm gonna go because a bajillion people are trying to go.
Will you be live from there?
Gonna record some content. Not gonna be live.
Okay.
But it will be live. Better be live. They better play good football if I'm gonna be out here in the streets. Anyway, but we will see y'all on Sunday. It's somebody's time. So
bright and early, 3 a.m.
Bright and early, bring your coffee. How am I going to sleep today?
Bring us coffee.
Billboard Alex is asleep. Anyway, peace
bring
and blessings.
Sausage and muffins from McDonald's.
Wait, ooh.
McDonald's is still 24 hours, right?
Wait, that's a weird game. Is that, ooh, does Haiti, what you call it, play? Haiti and England play before that? I don't know. Whatever, we'll be up watching soccer. So we'll be here. We'll see y'all. Peace. See y'all later.
Thanks everyone for joining.
Yes.
Say bye.
See y'all Sunday.
No, you didn't have fun roasting Sky. Bye, y'all.
Yeah, we did. Come back Sunday, do it again.
Bye.